2 minutes into the second half, Masco's number 19 took an indirect shot on our goal. For a moment, we lost sight of the ball in the scrum of players huddled in front of the net, the air blurry with sticks as if 100 defenders were trying to clear it and 100 others were trying to score. Considering how the first half went down, there really wasn't any reason for those of us on offense to keep watching, our defense porous as a broken window. True, our opponents, the Masconomet Chieftains, hadn't officially put it in the net, but it was a foregone conclusion, the ball already as good as in. Another Masco goal adorning the scoreboard. Girl Corey turned and started the humiliating trek back to midfield. A few of us began to follow. "Come on, guys," pleaded Abby Putnam as she watched our offense retake its positions on the center line, readying ourselves for yet another back pass that restarts play after a goal. "Masco hasn't even scored yet." No sooner were the words out of her mouth than the ball found daylight, shooting out of the throng and right through our own Mel Boucher's heavily padded feet. Abby hung her head, temporarily deflated. An empty potato chip bag went sailing by, a tumbleweed in the wind. Quickly, she pulled herself together and jogged back to midfield where the rest of our offense was already waiting, our forward line fanning ourselves with our sticks like a flock of overheated southern bells. "Come here often," offered Jen Fiorenza snidely from her position at left forward, but we were all too tired to tell her to cram it. The Chieftains didn't even cheer. It was 92 degrees in the shade. If we could have rolled over and offered our throats, our pale underbellies flashing in the July sun, we would have, each of us a white flag. There were 28 minutes of play left. It was hard to know who was having less fun, us or them. Mel Boucher stood in the goal, whacking the earth with her stick like a guitar god trashing his Stratocaster. Even at midfield, you could hear what we knew by then was a string of invectives pouring out of her helmet.
"Tabarnak! Je m'en calisse!"
All first half, Mel had been complaining about the sun being in her eyes, but we'd switched sides at halftime, so now it was God's fault.
"Baptême!"
she shouted. From the looks of it, there was a girl on the other team who was also French-Canadian. You could tell by the smirk on her face. The referee just looked puzzled, unsure of whether or not she should throw a yellow card for sportsmanship, though honestly, she wasn't sure what she was hearing. Why had we thought this year would be any different? Wasn't that the very definition of insanity? Standing around with our sticks in the air, not marking our man, playing everything but the angles, yet expecting things to be better, the ball effortlessly sailing into the opponent's net. Usually when people talk about tradition, they mean the good things people pass down to whoever's around to take up the mantle. Usually, tradition doesn't refer to stuff like whole seasons without a single win, or untold handfuls of broken fingers, split lips, or the time the bus got a flat on the way home from an away game double-digit drubbing, and we sat by the side of Route 1 for the better part of an hour, inhaling the world's exhaust. It was Monday afternoon, our first full day at Camp Wildcat on the University of New Hampshire campus. This atrocity, our first scrimmage of the week. There would be other scrimmages every afternoon, other chances to have our asses served to us on a silver platter with a sprig of garnish. Had we each really paid $375 to live in the dorms and spend our mornings doing burpees, our afternoons being publicly gutted? We were down 6-0, 32 minutes into play. By the time we finally scored at the 55-minute mark, Masco was playing their third string. Only Abby Putnam let out a half-hearted cheer as her shot hit the back of their net. You had to hand it to her. She had team spirit. "Be aggressive! Be aggressive!" You couldn't be a Putnam and live in Danvers and not be a believer, even when every other rational marker said don't.